The following is intended solely for the use of those with a sense of adventure.
I'm shaking the dust of this town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world.
This is Travel with Hawkeye. Here's your host, Mark Hawkeye Lewis.
Back in the late 80s, I was riding my bike around San Antonio one morning, and I didn't have a lot of money back in those days. And often on the weekends, I would just take my bike and ride, and I was riding on a place called Fort Sam Houston, which is an army post that goes back over 100 years ago. In fact, it's so old that Geronimo was once held captive there. It's so old that the very first Army Air Corps flight was held on the parade grounds in a plane that the Army bought from the Wright brothers. That's how old this Army post is. It's just a majestic Army post. And as I was driving around, or I should say riding around because I was on my bike, I was stopping and reading all these historical plaques, and I was just amazed at the history of this Army post, Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. And I thought to myself that very day, I remember specifically, you know, there's so many things like this in San Antonio that you could write a whole book about San Antonio just from all these different things. Like, for instance, that the chapel at Fort Sam Houston was paid for with donations from people in San Antonio. It's called the Gift Chapel, and William Taft, the president at the time, was there for the inauguration, the opening day of this chapel. And I thought, you know, that probably doesn't qualify as a whole book, but definitely qualifies as a page. And so that was the idea behind my book, San Antonio Uncovered, which was first published in 1992, and we're on the third edition of it now, all these years later. I bring this up because if you were to take a book like mine, San Antonio Uncovered, and just take it worldwide, you'd have something called Atlas Obscura, which is a book and a website that I discovered a few years ago. And so excited to have Dylan Thuris on with us today. And I've been a big fan of the website and the book for a very long time. They've also come out with a brand new book for kids, too. We'll talk about that with Dylan. But Dylan, before I get to any of that, I have to say that whenever I travel, I always make sure I go to Atlas Obscura, either right before the trip or while I'm on the trip, and to see if there's any type of obscure things in the vicinity that I'm going to miss. And that happened when I was in Budapest, because I was there and I discovered the Fist of St. Stephen at the Basilica.
Of course. That's a good one, because it's funny. Everyone goes to that church, but that little back room is easy to miss.
Yes, and if you don't put the quarter in the box, you don't see the fist.
Exactly. I know, it's so funny. I think it's the only saint relic in the world that's like a coin pay-per-view.
Yes, and if you don't know what we're talking about, to see this relic, this amazing relic, you have to put a coin. I think it's 200 florins is what you put in there, and it lights up the box. And if you don't put the coin in there, you could walk right by it and not even realize there's something amazing in this box.
Yeah, and it's the little mummified fist, the holy rite of St. Stephen's. Yeah.
Yes. And there were a bunch of things that I actually saw, but the other thing that I actually made a point, I went on a run one morning and I made a point to run to this, was the statue of Columbo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That it's funny, one of our writers at Atlas Obscura, that's like his favorite thing in the world, is that statue of Columbo. It's just, what a great thing. A Columbo statue in Budapest. Who doesn't love it?
Yeah, I know. It's so obscure. Well, the thing that kind of struck me as I was reading through your bio, and it said that you had spent like a year in Budapest, I guess after college or sometime as a young man. Is that correct?
Yeah, after a couple years after college. Yeah, I went there to sort of teach English, and it's what it's a big part of sort of where Atlas Obscura came from. Was before I left on that trip, my co-founder and I, Josh, started talking about, you know, the kinds of travel places we wanted to see and how they were hard to find. And so we decided to make this site. And while I was living in Hungary, I did a lot of exploration of Eastern Europe, and a lot of those places are on the website. And then, yeah, wrote the, like, initial few hundred entries for Atlas Obscura.
When's the first time you were there in Budapest? When was that? And my next question would be, have you been back since?
So it was, 2007, 2008. It's been, you know, and a decade.
Okay.
And no, I have not been back since. And I know it's changed some in that time, but it's still Budapest. I mean, it's what an amazing city.
Oh, my gosh. I was not prepared for how much I was going to fall in love with Budapest.
It's got the perfect, so, you know, Vienna is kind of its sister city, but Vienna is like a little too, like, living inside a wedding cake. It's like a little too pretty.
Uh-huh.
Like, Budapest has the perfect sort of mix of its Eastern European kind of Soviet style stuff mixed with this huge Austro-Hungarian, like, grand epic architecture. It's a magical city.
Yeah, I really fell in love with it. And I tell you what, they have really tried to eradicate anything from the communist era, and which I really admire them for. I mean, there's very what is left is like put in a park or something, or put in a museum. They have really tried to take everything out of the city. It's pretty amazing. I didn't really even realize just how important that city was to Europe back in the late 1800s, all the way up to World War One.
I mean, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, it was like the center of everything. I mean, Budapest and Vienna were like, those were the cities that that kind of ruled it all in a way. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting to me is that that's kind of where Atlas Obscura started for you, because I've been such a fan. And like I said, whenever I travel, I always go to Atlas Obscura to see if there's some kind of weird out-of-the-way places that people don't know, that, you know, not normally in the guidebook that that you want to catch. And I caught a couple. So hats off to you guys again.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you saw the Holy Rite. That's the Columbus statue. That's a weird pair, but they're both great.
You know, and I always like to submit stuff to Atlas Obscura, and I might submit something that there's a wave pool in the middle of Budapest, which I find very amusing.
Where's the wave pool? Oh, I know where the wave pool is. I've been to that wave pool. The one, it's in Buda, and it's at the hotel, right?
Yes.
It's at the
the Gellert.
Yeah, the Gellert. That's right. It's funny. I've been there, and I haven't put it in, but I kind of forgot that about the wave pool part.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the middle of this 100-year-old amazing spa, they've converted their outdoor pool to a wave pool, which is just kind of hilarious to me that right in the middle of Budapest is a wave pool.
You're right. That should be on the site. You should submit that.
I'm going to submit that. I will submit that. That would make me a great honor to have a submission to Atlas Obscura.
We would be honored to have you submit.
And let me just tell you, this book that you wrote for kids, Atlas Obscura Explorer Guide for the World's Most Adventurous Kid, it's just as good for adults. You guys sent me a copy. Thank you very much. And I was going to give this to my nephew, but I'm thinking I might keep this for myself.
Good. No shame. Like I said, I kind of wrote it just so I could have it. I think, you know, here's how I see it. I see the big book. If the big book is a book for adults that a savvy 12 or 13-year-old might sneak away with from the living room and bring up to their room and page through, the kids' book, it's for a little younger. You know, it's for 8, 9, 10, where the big book's maybe too intimidating or no one would think to get them the big book. But it does the same thing. It's just an introduction to the world's wonders, and my hope is that maybe it's, you know, the kind of book that parents will slyly buy for themselves as well as their kids. Because, you know, no matter what age you are, experiencing the world's wonders and getting to sort of be reminded just what a big, strange, amazing world we live in is a nice feeling. And so I appreciate you saying that.
Well, okay, I want to go over some of the things in there. So if you're listening right now, think, yeah, maybe I should get this for my kids or myself. There's no shame, like you said, in getting this for yourself. But it's a great family book. All right, these are things I'd never heard of that are in your book. The 9-story treehouse located in Tennessee.
Yeah, so that's a guy named Horace Burgess, who is one of these people who gets a vision from God and then actually does it. So his vision was to build this treehouse that's like the size of a city block and has this tower on it that like looks out over the forest. And it's 5 minutes off the interstate in Tennessee. It's really in someone's backyard. It's not, you know, so that's a good example of how close at hand some of these wonders can be. And then the way the book works is that from there, when you turn the page, you end up in Indonesia at the Korowai treehouses, which are these incredible structures built by an indigenous tribe that live in Indonesia. And they were kind of only discovered, in the 90s, that this sort of treehouse lifestyle that they were living. And so that sort of, it connects you from two places you wouldn't normally put together, Tennessee and Indonesia, and makes this kind of connection that our world is huge and vast, but has all these strange ways that it's tied together by kind of hidden knots.
That is kind of the neat thing about the book. And yeah, I realized as I was going through, is like one adventure leads you to another similar adventure in another part of the world. And it does tie it all in. Like, hey, you know what? We have stuff in common with people all over the planet.
Right. So you go right from the root bridges in India, which are grown from living trees, to the Quechua Chaca in Peru, which is woven. You know, it's like it's a fun way to explore the planet. And it helped, it made a structure for the kids' book that sort of made it into one endless journey, which was really fun.
All right. I'm going to just quickly point out two others that were some of my favorites, okay? The tree that ate the bike in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, that's a local one. I mean, on Vashon Island, I think people probably live there and walk by that, you know, go by it pretty regularly and think, yeah, sure, whatever, I live next door. But it's a funny example. It's pretty mysterious exactly what happened, like how the tree got there and why it's there. But in the middle of this tree, halfway up, there's just a bicycle stuck inside of it. And it's gathered this kind of mythos. And then the other one in Washington is the Mima Mounds, which people from there are probably familiar with. But giant landscape of huge hills that they don't know quite what created them, but they think the going theory is that it was prehistoric gophers, giant prehistoric gophers.
Is that really the theory?
Yeah, that's like the real scientific theory. That's these things called pocket gophers and push the soil uphill, and they think that it's the work of these gophers. So that's the idea.
Well, I always enjoy going to the website. I own the book, the original book, the Atlas Obscura book, but I always enjoy going to the website whenever we travel just to make sure I don't miss anything, because I love kind of the obscure. And this the brand new kids book, The Explorer's Guide for Kids, is just amazing. And Dylan, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
It was wonderful speaking with you. Thanks for having me.
Dylan Thuris from Atlas Obscura on our podcast today. And if you go to our blog at travelwithhawkeye.net, I'll have links to the books that we talked about here today. And I'll also have a picture of the bicycle tree if you want to see that. I'm Mark Hawkeye Lewis. You've been listening to the Travel with Hawkeye podcast. The world is out there. Your adventure awaits.